From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
I have a safe and sure retreat when I'm alone with God. A perfect peace and happiness where sorrows never trod. Oh, praise his name, his holy name, salvation full and free. All glory to the blessed Lamb, my Savior leads the way.
Tony Alamo was born Jewish in 1934 as Bernie Lazar Hoffman in Joplin, Missouri. Some might be surprised to learn that one of the first loves of the anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Muslim man's life was music. Alamo considered himself a musical promoter and manager, in addition to being a singer and recording artist. Twice divorced, also Jewish and 9 years his senior, Susan Alamo was born Edith Horn in Northwest Arkansas. Independently of one another, Bernie Hoffman and Edith Horn had each relocated to Southern California to seek fame in the entertainment business. He is a singer and she is an actress. Instead, the pair found one another and found infamy in another form of showbiz, religious ministry.
I do records myself. I don't believe that there's anything wrong in doing a love song because the Lord commands you to love your wife. And I have done a love song album for my wife, but it was music that was from decades ago when music was pure and clean.
A Christian conversion saw Tony and Susan Alamo evangelizing in the streets of Los Angeles and beyond, and eventually establishing a commune. By the mid-1970s, they'd left California and set up in Georgia Ridge in rural Crawford County, where Susan was born, and also Dyer in Alma, Arkansas. A 1976 Department of Labor judgment against Alamo for not paying his followers for working at church businesses was a harbinger of things to come. The early court case also seemingly validated not only the Alamos, but their conspiracy theories, and served as a convenient example of Satan working through the government, trying to bring the ministry, and by extension, God, down.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar. Floating on the silence that surrounds us.
Here's Alamo from an early 1980s interview with longtime Arkansas journalist Ron Breedy, conducted at Alamo's restaurant in Alma. It was during a time when the Alamo Church seemed to operate most of the businesses in town, and Alamo's relationship with the press and the public at large was deteriorating.
It wasn't just record promotion. I was an impresario. I can take ideas. One thing that the press doesn't like to mention is that I own about $1.5 to $2 billion worth of record masters right now. I own a Beatles album that is valued at $600 million. I've owned this Beatles album for a lot of years. It's a record that has not been released.
The world has still not heard Tony Alamo's alleged master tapes of the Beatles and others, nor is there any evidence Alamo managed or promoted the Rolling Stones or the Doors. An evangelist's claim of having a hit single in the early 1960s called Little Yankee Girl has been refuted. However, thanks to the generous offerings of his followers, Alamo did cut songs with top-flight studio musicians and launch his own vanity record label. The Alamo Records label sports a black background and the Alamo World Ministries logo of the planet Earth with a cross atop it. Alamo was also able to take out ads in industry magazines promoting the man, the message, and his music. Still, before his downfall, Tony Alamo could claim some recognition in show business, but it wasn't through music or religion. The Alamo Designs clothing brand caught the attention of Hollywood and stores like Macy's and Saks Fifth Avenue. The Alamo of Nashville label appeared on denim jackets, then costing around $1,000 a piece, and worn by the likes of Dolly Parton, Mr. T, and Brooke Shields.
What can I say to you, Bonita? What magic words will capture you?
The Alamos got less pleasant attention beginning in the 1980s, with the Tony and Susan Alamo Foundation tax-exempt status being revoked after an IRS investigation. Susan, who was said to be the real authority behind the church and who preached while Tony merely sang, died of cancer in April 1982. Susan's embalmed body was said to lie in state for months before being placed in a heart-shaped mausoleum on Alamo's 250-acre compound.
I believe that God is going to raise Sue up from the dead. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know what I'd do.
In 1989, Tony Alamo was charged with abuse of the child of one of his followers and went underground before he was caught. In 1991, when the evangelist was again a fugitive, Susan's body was removed from the mausoleum by break-in just before the property was to be seized by federal officials. Marshals were there to satisfy a $1.8 million child abuse judgment against the foundation. Alamo's other properties, including commercial properties, a farm, and the Alamo Church, were also confiscated. Alamo's minions kept Susan's body hidden from authorities through the 1980s and most of the 1990s until 1998, when he agreed to return the body only because it would have jeopardized his prison release on tax charges.
I believe that she will be raised soon. I don't have any message from the Lord on exactly when she's going to be raised from the dead.
In the late 1990s, the church moved to Falk, Arkansas in Miller County, and the charges continued to pile up. Finally, in 2009, Alamo was convicted and sentenced to 175 years in prison in Texarkana Federal Court for taking five underage women across state lines for sex in violation of the Mann Act. As you might find under your windshield wiper someday, Alamo's followers continue to carry on the ministry, if not the music. Although one track from several years ago claimed, the American Disc Jockey Association feels that Tony Alamo is a better singer than Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, or Andy Williams.
We're doing exactly what the Bible says, so we couldn't be a cult. Everything that is in the Bible, we believe 100%. We're the furthest thing from a cult in the world.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs.
Arkan Songs is a production of KUAR and Experiment Station Studios. Associate producer is Keith Merks. For more information, go to arkansongs.org. Arkan Songs, since 1999.